am here in studio. We do have four officials with us. We have Lieutenant Paul Norton from Scituate Police. Thanks for joining us today. We have the fire chief here from Scituate, and that's Fire Chief Paul Murphy. Thanks for joining. John, I'm sorry. Why did I rename you?
It's okay.
Because I got another Paul right next to you. And we have Lieutenant Artie Shaw from Marshfield Police. Good to see you. And we also have the fire chief here from Marshfield, and that is, of course, Jeff Simpson. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Christine.
Thanks. Good. Thank you. You have to share a microphone with me. Thank you. You guys are always good about just doing whatever you have to do. We've got an interesting weekend coming up. We've got 4th of July, which is Monday. We've got good weather. It's going to be hot. There's a lot of traffic out there. We want to know what the rules are that people have to play by and abide by to keep everything safe. So let's start down here with Lieutenant Norton from Scituate Police. What's the overall game plan for keeping people safe in Scituate for this coming weekend?
Well, we're going to have the better part of our department on duty for the entire weekend, enforcing alcohol consumption, open marijuana consumption, any of that kind of stuff.
Okay, all the things that just make sense. And Fire Chief Murphy, what about fires in general? When we talk about, I know in years past they would have bonfires. That's off the table in Scituate.
No bonfires, absolutely not. Anybody has a bonfire, the homeowner will be responsible in front of their house, in front of the beach. We are going to allow small campfires on the 3rd only. Families want to be able to have that type of 4th of July atmosphere with cooking marshmallows. We have no problem with that. On the 3rd, we ask them to make it small and put it below the high tide line if they can. The fortunate thing is the tide's going to be low in the evenings through the weekend.
Okay. So when you say campfires, is that just like a little pit like in the sand and something you would cook marshmallows over, maybe a hot dog?
Right. The guidelines say no bigger than 3 feet wide and no fuel anything any higher than 16 inches. So, and use clean wood. Don't use pallets because pallets leave behind staples and nails, and the kids next day, they fall on them. So just do it smartly and it's, keep it away from your homes and in a place where it's safe on the beach.
Wonderful. Now, Fire Chief Simpson here from the town of Marshfield. What are your rules on fires, too? No bonfires here in Marshfield. What about cooking fires?
Similar to Scituate, they can get a cook fire permit at the fire station at 60 South River Street.
Okay. And is most of this information up on the websites that you folks have?
Yes.
Okay. Lieutenant Shaw here in Marshfield. You've got a lot of traffic coming in. It seems like it's already coming in. Today's, Wednesday. What are you advising people to do when it comes to all this traffic? How are they going to keep everybody safe?
Be patient. We're preaching patience this weekend. It's going to be all weekend long. With 4th of July landing on a Monday, similar to what Lieutenant Norton said, we're having most of the department in the entire weekend. We're splitting it up a bit, but we're going to be enforcing, there's no public drinking, no fireworks, no bonfires. We'll be enforcing all of that. And we're just asking people to be patient. And importantly, we're asking parents to keep tabs on their children. Similar to Scituate, as we were talking off the air, one of our biggest problems is underage drinking the night of the 3rd. So we're going to be enforcing that as well, too.
What about Chief Murphy, you had said a little bit earlier, park smart or park smart. What does that mean? I mean, if there's no place to park, what are people supposed to do?
We dubbed it last year. This is really about people that are hosting family and friends at their home. Make sure we have access to their homes. Everybody parks on one side, park smart, so we have access for an ambulance, fire truck, or police vehicle to come up there. And God forbid they had a fire and we couldn't get to it. So make sure they park correctly, park smart, and don't block the access to their homes.
Now, Lieutenant Norton, let's say somebody does have an emergency while they're out on the beach or at a family party. Maybe somebody gets burned or somebody falls down and they think, oh my gosh, it's so busy, I don't want to bother them and call 911. What do you say to them?
Always act in the best interest and call 911. There'll be somebody there within a couple of minutes if it's an emergency.
So don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate to call 911 if you see something, say something.
So that's something that you always advise. Now, what about when you're out there and you know that maybe some of your friends are out on the water, and I know that some of the area towns are in this Operation Dry Water. What does that mean about taking people, say, that are out on the water and maybe they're drinking? Is that something that's going to be monitored off the coast here?
We'll be operating Operation Dry Water all weekend long in conjunction with the Coast Guard, the Harbor Master's Office, Mass Environmental Police, and that's just to discourage boating under the influence.
Okay. Now, Chief Simpson, what about pets? I know that's always, we all love our pets, and sometimes it's when they hear the fireworks, there's a lot of strange people around. Is this an issue that you folks deal with?
Well, I think we all deal with it because most of us have pets. And a few tips that we like to give people is pull down the shades, try to make a safe haven for your animal somewhere inside the house. Maybe put on some music in the background, try to keep your pets calm throughout the fireworks. Maybe black out the windows so that they can't see the flashes, things along those lines. It's a very stressful time for pets, and they get confused, and occasionally they'll even run off. So make sure you keep an eye on them and, you know, pay attention to them.
Seems like a good way to avoid relatives you don't want at your house, too. I like that suggestion.
No comment.
Lieutenant Shaw, for people with little kids, it's hard to keep everybody pulled together on the beach and in the cars. What about, how do you control your kids? Is that something that you folks worry about?
Yeah, we worry about kids all the time. We, you know, dress them when you're on the beach, we always suggest you dress them in bright clothes, something you can, there's nothing worse than a lost kid on the beach. So just keep an eye on them, know where they are, and just pay attention to them.
Absolutely. Do you guys have an estimate when you think the busiest time will be during this long holiday weekend? Is it going to be just all weekend long, or you think it's going to be more Sunday, Monday?
We're thinking Sunday for the most part. Sunday, mm-hmm. The weather looks like it's going to be the best. It's traditionally the busiest day of the year, the 3rd. So we're expecting Sunday evening to be incredibly busy, and we're going to set up traffic to get out of town, probably about 10 o'clock at night. We're working closely with the DPW to set that up to get people out of town as well.
Gentlemen, is there anything I haven't touched on that you think that's important that people need to know about this weekend?
I think we just want everybody to be safe. Have a great time with your family. Be safe. Happy 4th of July. And just be smart.
And all
just,
that, all this information is on the respective websites in your towns?
Correct. There's pamphlets going out. There's brochures going on the websites. We'll have brochures also in the stores and around places, especially down in Humrock.
That's great. And, of course, you can always call into WATD if there's any last-minute emergencies things or you want to let people know about traffic problems. We're glad to get that on for you. But we're glad you all joined us today. Again, Lieutenant Paul Norton from Scituate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Fire Chief John Murphy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Artie Shaw from Marshfield Police. And, of course, Marshfield Fire Chief Jeff Simpson. We're going to put this interview up online so you can go back and listen to it, and we'll be reminding people throughout the long weekend, be safe out there.